News, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One of the most popular baseball stars of the 80s and 90s has died. The baseball commissioner called Fernando Valenzuela one of the most impactful players of his generation. Dodgers announcer Vin Scully called one of Valenzuela's biggest games.
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening of June the 29th. 1990.
Valenzuela died Tuesday night at a hospital in Los Angeles. He was 63. The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Michael Jeffries, his boyfriend Matthew Smith, and James Jacobson have been charged with sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Breon Peace is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
Beyond simply hiring men for sex, Jeffries, Smith, and Jacobson use force, fraud, and coercion to traffic those men for their own sexual gratification.
Early in-person voting has begun in Wisconsin. CBS's Nancy Cordes was at a Get Out the Vote rally in Madison, where former President Barack Obama spoke.
Democratic VP nominee Tim Walz made his own early voting push here and brought one of the party's heaviest hitters with him.
If you haven't voted yet, I won't be offended if you just walk out right now. Go vote. Go do it.
Former President Donald Trump has said he wants to make interest on car loans tax-deductible. Tuesday night at a rally in North Carolina, however, he said not all loans will qualify.
With a friend of mine who's a great business person, I said, what do you think of the idea, like the idea of the deduction for a car, interest deduction for a car? But then I said, but to get it, you have to build the car in the United States.
Onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounders seem to have caused an E. coli outbreak. The CDC says one person has died and dozens have been injured across 10 states. Darren Detweiler is a food safety expert whose son died from an E. coli outbreak at Jack in the Box in 1993.
We have to keep in mind that food safety is not just for the quote-unquote average healthy adult. Really needs to take in consideration the most vulnerable populations, the very young, the very elderly, those who are pregnant, and those with compromised immune systems.
The CDC says the number of adults in the U.S. with high blood pressure has declined slightly for the first time in a decade.
Through 2023, the CDC estimates that just under 45% of adults had hypertension. That's down slightly from just above 45% back through 2020. That's the first time that we have not seen an increase in the CDC's blood pressure estimates since 2014.
CBS's Alexander Tin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation, quarterback Braden Lock asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow. And I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, plenty of clouds, perhaps a couple of sprinkles too. Temperatures will drop to the lower 40s at daybreak. A northwest wind will develop, and it will be quite gusty. In fact, that breeze stays up on Wednesday. Clouds giving way to sunshine and lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday in our homeroom segment, the campaign is building to have voters say yes to school referendums and no to the legislators who got us in this mess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
I thought we got rid of that one.
Brought it back.
I mean, I still do, but... I think we have to announce it this late into the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. And the other voice you hear there is Conrad Krieger, the lovable producer, Conrad. Happy Tuesday to those of you who are sticking with us here on the stream. We are not on the radio at the moment. If you're listening to the radio, you can't hear that. But if you are joining us on the stream, welcome, welcome. And sometimes you need a break from politics, but there's a lot of good stuff happening on the radio, too, on Civic Media right now as they discuss voting. And if you have any questions about voting, actually, let's get this out of the way right away, Conrad. Where are you voting, by the way?
You know, I don't know yet.
But you are going to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I've got him on the air, ladies and gentlemen, saying that. I think if you just go to civicmedia.us/vote, there's all kinds of information there. So check that out. We are 2 weeks away from voting and having finally putting politics in the rear view, because I think everybody's got politics exhaustion, election exhaustion right now. Do you get texts and emails like it's going out of style?
You know, I do, but when it's over, I'm going to be happy when I get like a Grammarly ad or something again.
Really? Okay. Look forward to those again. Yeah, exactly. I'll be happy when I get my car insurance things, when the people who send them to me think my name is Yin. I still get those. Yin, here's a great new deal on your car insurance. I don't know how they got my number, but I'll go back to getting those, which would be nice, but it'll be nice when the election is over, especially if your favorite candidate wins. So, but welcome to Nightlight. We are here to put all that aside at the moment and talk about movies and TV and music and comedy and Wisconsin and, you know, take a break from the modern day drudgery that is our lives. Whether you had a tough day sitting at work or sitting in traffic or dealing with family or friends, perhaps over the election, it's great to have you here. So leave your troubles behind. Come on, let's get happy. We've got a really fun show tonight. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us here. He's the reporter. He is the entertainment reporter and writes great stuff for them. Check out his work at journalsentinel.com. Chris will be here at 6:35, and we're going to talk. Chris has seen a lot of stuff, and he's got some great articles, including a new movie I want to ask him about. The movie is called Love Hurts, and he wrote about it recently. And the kid from the Goonies, Short Round, remember Short Round? He's in that movie, and he was also in Everything Everywhere All at Once, I think. And yeah. I think he got an Oscar nomination for that. So
he did.
Yeah, so he's back in this film, Love Hurts. Chris wrote about it, really liked it. We'll talk to Chris about that, among many other things he's watching. He's gonna keep us posted and filled in. Maybe that's Chris right now. Should I answer it, my rotary dial phone? It's a political call. What do you know? So Chris will be here at 6:35, and then we've got some magic in hour number two. Tell us about our guest in hour number two, Conrad.
Yes, Jason Hootie.
Jason Hootie.
And he is actually coming to Wisconsin. He's going to Chippewa Falls. And yeah, he's just going to talk a little bit what his magic is about, what all the stuff he's done. Because
yeah,
I mean, he sent me a little promo thing for him, and he's been on like, I forgot the number, but it's a lot. Yeah. He's been doing it for 20 years.
Right.
So, and I mean, the beginning is Neil Patrick Harris introducing him. So can't go wrong there.
You can't go wrong there. And magic, live magic is fun. We'll see if he gets any closer to Green Bay. Although Chippewa Falls, the western part of the state, a lot going on over there. And if you're in the Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Wausau area, I know those are different areas, but we always love to hear from people on that side of the state. So listen in, text your thoughts as we're talking to Jason. He's going to do a trick on over the stream, as I understand it. So you can check us out. If you want to see that in the second hour, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Am I getting everything, Conrad? What am I missing?
You got it.
All right. So check us out on the stream. You'll see some live magic, especially if you're tired of politics or just need a break. It's Bob Odenkirk's birthday today. We might break out a couple of Odenkirk clips. Conrad found a clip of Odenkirk doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And Bob Odenkirk did not do much stand-up. He was, as I understand it, only met Bob a handful of times. Great guy. But he mostly was Second City, and he started before I kind of hit the scene. So I don't think he did a ton of stand-up, but his stand-up is very, very, very funny. And he's one of those guys that always kind of played to the back of the room. Sometimes his stuff would go over audience's head. He did a lot of inside stuff. But maybe we'll hear some Bob stand-up a little later. I was driving in today. I'll tell you, I always have some nut job on the road. And this is like, I shouldn't even have a commute. Like I didn't leave LA because of the traffic or the congestion. Because where we lived, we never really had to go on the freeways. I mean, I was a writer. My wife taught at a school 3 miles away. It was very easy. But somehow I encounter more crazy drivers in Wisconsin. And I'm not talking about, how about just out here on the main drag here with the mufflers?
Yeah.
What are they trying to accomplish with a loud muffler? Hey, girls, look at me. I don't get it. But today I'm driving here on 41. This truck passes me. It has a sign on the back facing the cars it passes. It just says FU, but the full word. Nice. And then there's a skeleton finger giving everyone the finger.
Just festive.
How much do you just hate your fellow man? I don't understand that. Like, that's, you're just putting out hostility and negative energy in the world. And I look at this guy, I'm just like, what happened? Did his parents not love him? And maybe it was a woman. I don't know. I didn't get a good look. The windows are tinted because they don't want to, because people that bold typically, they're like the people on Twitter who use an avatar and they don't want to show their face. They'll say hateful things, but they won't show their face or use their real name. That was kind of how I equated this to, because like tinted windows, the finger and the words FU. This person is not out to make friends or build bridges.
I can imagine someone behind them not having a good day, and then they see that and then puts them over.
Makes it worse.
Yeah.
Or to me, it was like, I kind of had those thoughts initially. And then I kind of went, I'm really glad I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, just to be that angry. Or maybe he thinks it's cool. I don't know.
I'm one of those people that puts nothing on my car.
I don't either.
Because first of all, sometimes it's hard to get those off. You're trying to sell your car or something, and you're like, well, I try getting it off. I usually have to use a washcloth and all that stuff.
Right.
Sometimes it just doesn't come out. Devalue.
Devalue. Sorry, that Ross Perot bumper sticker isn't going anywhere.
If you're looking to keep it, yeah, why not? Throw some stuff out there.
Right. That's hilarious. I was watching, or I was listening to this podcast this morning, and Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com was on, and the sportscasters said, they talked about the Aaron Rodgers thing where he was supposedly eating. I just want to go on record and say, I don't like the word booger. It's disgusting.
It is.
I really hate it. So it's been all over the media because Rodgers was seen eating said booger during the game while he was sitting on the bench. And the announcers, the sportscasters that were interviewing Florio said, well, of course, I'm sure it's not his fault. Because they always tease Rodgers and he always says nothing his fault. And Florio says, yeah, it's the booger's fault. Oh, it was beautiful. And it was just an aside. It wasn't presented as this big zinger. It was great.
I heard someone say, of course, the cameraman wants to make Aaron Rodgers look worse.
Well, Florio kind of, elaborated. He said, look, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're on a nationally televised game. You're on TV.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Like, I don't know. It's weird. But we have, I don't know. So I've been watching The Lincoln Lawyer. I talked about that last night. When Chris Warren is here, I want to ask him about Jim Jarmusch, because I found those movies to be kind of boring. And then I had a discussion about those movies with my son. And we kind of got to the point where you have to watch a film and pretend you're in the time it came out to fully understand it. So I'm excited to talk to Chris about that, because I think that's what you have to do with Jim Jarmusch films. And I get that, but he's seen them all. So I'm guessing he's a fan, but that will be it will be fun to talk to Chris about that. What are you watching now? Did you finish Bad Monkey?
Yeah, that I finished that about 2 weeks ago now. And now I'm on Shrinking.
Right, okay.
But last night I was like, the new episode of Shrinking comes out tomorrow. So I was like, all right, well, what do I watch? And I go on Amazon Prime Video and I see, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Hosted by Travis Kelce?
Yes.
Yeah. How is that? It could either be a train wreck or he could surprise some people.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be. He has some good jokes in there and stuff. And the celebrities that they have on are pretty funny. They have Chad Ochocinco.
He's fun.
Nikki Glaser. Ron Funchess.
Okay.
Lily, I forgot her last name. And I didn't know the other girl, but they added to it. But it was like, yeah, I don't think I'll watch it again. But I had to watch it.
Are you a Nikki Glaser fan?
I think she has some great comedy. Yeah.
She's funny. I got kind of turned off. I saw her on a podcast a couple weeks ago making fun of the people who made her designer shoes, like the laborers overseas in China. And she's like, I can't make fun of people like that. I mean, this is my reality. I have complaints too. I get that she was trying to be funny with it. But she and the podcast host, I can't remember his name, but he's kind of a popular podcast hoster. And he was just, whatever. They can't all be, sometimes you misfire, even if you're funny. I tried to move past it, but it did stick with me for a couple of days. I'm like, I don't think you can do that.
I will say her comedy in the show was a little cringe sometimes.
How so?
I think you'd have to watch it to understand. But some of the jokes she makes are, they're obvious.
Are they corny or are they just risque or what?
They're not risque at all. Okay. No, they're kind of corny. Some of them are funny. Some of them are like, all right, that's obvious. I think anyone could have made that joke there.
Because that's a show. I mean, that's a kid's show, right?
Yeah, there's nothing risque about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. Chris Warren coming up. Oh, we got to get to our question, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This is second night in a row. People are waiting for the question. What is a movie that got away from you that you still haven't seen? It could be a movie from the 80s or the 70s or just a movie you meant to see but still haven't seen it. I'll give you my answer. Conrad will give you his answer when we come back. 855-752-4842. You can text or call, ladies and gentlemen, and we'd love to hear from you. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. But there's one thing I know for sure, girl, I don't give a damn. But the same old played out scenes, baby, I don't give a damn. For just the in-betweens, honey, I want the heart, I want the soul, I want control.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here is a list of upcoming Halloween events in the central Wisconsin area. WRCT presents The Silver Foxes in Let the Spirit Move You, October 24th at 2 p.m., October 25th at 6 p.m., and October 26th at 2 p.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, 220 3rd Avenue South. Halloween at the Y on Friday, October 25th from 5:30 to 8 p.m., a free event with donation of non-perishable food item. The Historic Point Boss Spirit Walk is Saturday, October 26th from 6 to 8 p.m., located on Wakely Road just off Highway
KZ south of Nakusa. There's a kids' Halloween party in the Rome Town Center on Saturday, October 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. St. Luke's Lutheran Church will be having a trunk or treat on Sunday, October 27th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at 2011 10th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. And there's a trunk or treat event in Port Edwards on Sunday, October 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Port Edwards Municipal Building, 201 Market Avenue. From everyone at WFHR and WIRI, wishing you a safe and happy Halloween.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Just making a list here of the movies I have always meant to see but have not seen. And it's mostly just in recent years, like the Oscar winners. So I've got a little list here. And one of them is Broken Flowers, a Jim Jarmusch film that got me thinking about Jim Jarmusch about a week ago. And that's why I watched the other two. I watched Down by Law and Stranger Than Paradise, because those were free. And I'll probably rent Broken Flowers at some point. But I'll say Nomadland with Frances McDormand, for which I believe she won an Oscar. And here's one from the 90s I haven't seen. Dances with Wolves. I've never seen Dances with Wolves. And there was another one on the list, The Shape of Water, but I watched that about a month ago, and I that was a Best Picture winner. And I don't get it. I think every once in a while there's a film that just is the perfect film for that year, and maybe it was like a story or a story of isolation or something. I don't get it, but boy, to win Best Picture, I could see maybe where it would have gotten nominated, or maybe if it was like a COVID year, but it was 2018. So I thought that was crazy. What about you, Con?
Actually, one you just talked about. Everywhere, all
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes, I haven't seen that, and I've heard great things about that. Obviously because I won, but yeah, I would say that one for sure. Until about a month ago, The Goonies.
Really?
I haven't seen The Goonies until a month ago yet.
Wow.
And that was when you used it for the classic movie pick. I was like, okay, yeah, how have I not?
Oh, did you watch it after that?
I did. Yeah, it was nice. Such a good movie. I loved it.
You know what's interesting? It is a really good movie in my opinion, but it's not, you think of it as a kid's movie, but there's some scary stuff in there.
Yeah, there is.
Like, I mean, I don't know how old I was when I saw it, but I was freaked out at a couple of the woman and her.
Yeah.
Joey Pants plays one of her sons, and then Sloth locked up in the basement.
Yeah, that's
bad stuff in that movie. So let us know what movie it is for you that got away. What movie have you always wanted to or meant to see, but never got around to seeing it? It's kind of fun to go back to them. Another one, The King's Speech. Never saw it. And it was an Oscar winner, Best Picture. A lot of people, I'm just looking at this list here. Crash is a movie I actually enjoyed. A lot of people think it's kind of hacky. It won Best Picture in 2006. And I liked it. Some people just have issues with that for some reason. I'm not 100% sure why, or they think it's like a hack movie or just tropey. I don't know. But I found it enjoyable. Okay, so let us know what your movie is, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Right now, I want to hear, all right, it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday. Let's play that stand-up clip you found.
Yep.
I love this. This is Bob Odenkirk doing stand-up years and years ago. And mind you, even if you really like his stuff, he never really focused on a stand-up career. I saw him go up once when I was just starting out. He had been already established, but he was mostly established at Second City, not on the stand-up scene. But he went up and did stand-up, and I was like laughing hysterically because he's just that guy that doesn't care. He's very fearless in a lot of – in his choices he makes in movies and TV and in improv. I mean, Mr. Show was a risky show, edgy. But this is Bob doing stand-up, a rare clip of Bob doing stand-up.
I had a rough day. I had got a speeding ticket today. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, is right. Kind of proud of myself, though, because I thought I handled it well. I didn't get out of it, but the cop approached the car and he said, Mr. Odenkirk, you know, you were speeding. And I said, I was thinking real quick, I said, yeah, I'm also drunk and I've got 10 pounds of cocaine in my trunk. You see, I'm auditioning for Cops right now. So, if I could just take my shirt off and you could chase me? Do you watch Cops? Yeah, of course you do. You know why? It makes you feel superior to someone on Earth for once. Sit back. Oh, look at him, he's drunk. Oh, I'm such a loser, but not as big as him. Don't try to lie to the cops, man. You're gonna get caught. That's the thing about Cops is, you know, I want to help the people. Yeah, I do a lot of charity work, sir. I've adopted 12 children in the last 5 years, and I've kept 4 of them, so I'm very proud of that. And I also train monkeys for lazy people, you know, just to do things for them because they don't want to get up. And also, if you want to join me in this, I only buy products made with child labor. Because, well, I think kids need the encouragement. That's just me. I'm a good guy. But when I watch Cops, I can't help the people with their lives. They're too messed up. I'm not God. But I want to at least help them with their excuses. You know? Because they're so bad. Every guy, everyone says, I thought you guys were gonna get me. To the cop, yes, they're gonna get you. They're police. You broke the law. And then they're like, but I don't know, you guys scared me. Couldn't you tell we were policemen, sir? Yeah, but I didn't know if you were good policemen or bad policemen.
I never used to like it when comedians would laugh at their own stuff, but he kind of after a couple jokes, he'd go like, it's just kind of this endearing little punctuation mark at the end of his joke. Very funny. Have you seen Better Call Saul?
No, actually I haven't seen Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dude, I'm excited. Cause you have, if Breaking Bad, you actually could start with Better Call Saul because it is a prequel. But I would recommend just going Breaking Bad first because Better Call Saul is like a nice chaser. That would be my opinion. But all right, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's their entertainment reporter who does fine work and is always fun to have on the show. He is coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news. This is Nightlight with Peach Wava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show. CBS News Brief. Legendary Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela has died. Play-by-play announcer Vin Scully called his memorable no-hitter in 1990.
If you have a sombrero, throw it to the side.
Valenzuela died in a hospital in Los Angeles last night. He was 63. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries and two other men have been charged with sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Breon Peace.
Sexually exploiting vulnerable human beings is a crime. And doing so by dangling dreams of a future in fashion or modeling or any other business is no different.
Slightly fewer American adults have high blood pressure, says CBS's Alexander Tin.
Just under 45% of adults adjusted for age had high blood pressure in 2023, according to new CDC estimates. That's down only slightly from 2020.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting is now open across Wisconsin. Each municipality sets its own early voting locations and hours. When you show up to vote early, it should work very similarly to Election Day. You show some ID, poll workers will help you identify a precinct and give you your absentee ballot. That ballot will be sealed, you'll sign the envelope, and it'll go back to your local clerk's office where it'll be locked away until Election Day. To find your local early voting information, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Early voting was the focus of a big rally supporting the Harris-Walz ticket in Madison Tuesday. Governor Tim Walz.
This election is 2 weeks from today, and early voting has started here in Wisconsin. Our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. No, it don't come easy.
Steve from Florida. Conrad's dad says he still wants to see Beetlejuice 2 and the Reagan movie. Okay. Well, you got time for those, Steve. I don't think those are going anywhere soon. You could probably already...
You can stream
the Reagan movie. You can maybe the Reagan movie too.
You might, yeah. I think I don't. I went and looked at the theater listings, and I did not see that one still on there. So
Beetlejuice, you might have to pay the $20 for, maybe. you might have to buy it. Sometimes if they're out that quick, especially if they do well, maybe not.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll have to check it out. You could have had a slumber party with Conrad though, Steve, because Conrad watched them all in one sitting, right?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Beetlejuice.
It was worth it.
All right. I'm excited. My next guest writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he does great work there, entertainment reporting and keeping us informed. And he joins us now like he so often does. He's one of our favorites, Chris Foran. Chris, how are you?
I'm fine, Pete. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you. Are you keeping it together during this election season so far?
No. But then, as I tell people all the time, if you're not anxious in 2024, you're doing 2024 wrong.
Boy, that's a pretty good quote. And we were just talking about that, how I can't wait for it to be over. So,
well, that you may be waiting for a while. On your build in, Reagan is available on demand. You can rent that now.
Okay, I thought so.
It does not look like Beetlejuice is yet, okay. But I would expect soon.
Did you see Reagan by any chance?
I did not. Okay. I did not. It kind of hit it at a bad time. I saw Beetlejuice. Reagan, interestingly, was basically running in a constant loop during the RNC in Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had it for delegates only. And okay. They had put little posters up around town. I've heard different things about it.
Yeah, same.
Beetlejuice was okay.
Did you like the first Beetlejuice?
You know, I hadn't seen it since it first came out, so I watched it again before the new movie came out, and there were things that I had remembered incorrectly. I had remembered the sandworm scenes going on forever, and they don't. I liked it okay. The second one was good in some ways. I'm still puzzled by the use of MacArthur Park.
Somebody else told me that, too. Or maybe it was the last time you were here. I can't remember the last time you were here, but maybe you had seen it. I have not seen. I have to go back and watch the first one. Because it's been so long, and I have not seen the second one yet. So I'm
well, and it's one of the not that it's a great movie; it's a good movie, but it's one of those movies that now, when you see it, you kind of have to take yourself back to 1988 because there's a lot of stuff in there that you know that you look at it now and it's kind of dorky, but at the time nobody was doing that, you know.
Right.
And it's you know. There are a lot of movies like that. One of my favorite old movies is the musical 42nd Street. And it feels like a cliche from start to finish, but it's because it's the first time they did any of that stuff, you know, and that's,
right.
That's always the risk.
Okay. Let's start with, if you don't mind, Jim Jarmusch then, because I feel like you really have to, what you just said makes a lot of sense. You have to try to look at the material like you're looking at it when it first came out. Like I love On the Road is one of my favorite books. I like reading about the Beat Generation. Jarmusch seems like I was expecting kind of more Beat Generation. Like, I think I saw Stranger Than Paradise years ago, bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Had never seen Down by Law, which really put me to sleep. And I have to see Broken Flowers. But I wanted to watch them, and I had trouble transporting myself back to the early 80s when they came out to appreciate the significance. Tell me why I'm wrong, Chris.
Well, you're not wrong. It's your reaction's your reaction. When you get into some of those early 80s, you know, it was a big indie movement in those times. It can feel a little rough. It can feel a little, I want to say, slow. I like those movies from when they were. I've liked a number of his later movies. He's got a movie that he made with Adam Driver called Patterson about a bus driver who writes poetry, mainly for himself. And it's about nothing, really. And it's a lovely movie. It was surprisingly captivating for what it isn't about. It's not about much of anything. Coffee and Cigarettes, like I mentioned earlier.
Oh, I saw that too, yeah.
Is like a collection of vignettes. And there some of them are just surreal, like Bill Murray with... You can see with RZA, he's met a couple of members of Wu-Tang Clan, and there's this crazy conversation between Iggy Pop and Tom Waits that is worth the price of admission alone.
I forgot about that.
But it's he's got a kind of a dry sensibility.
Boy, that's an understatement.
Yeah. Dry, dusty, however you prefer.
Totally.
But he's not for everyone. It's not weird movies necessarily.
I mean, right.
There's a lot of crazy stuff out there, but it is a very dry kind of way.
I had to remind myself, Chris, like similar to like On the Road, why that's so interesting is because people just didn't do that then. They came back, they bought the house in the suburbs, the interstates were being built. And then you had these people that were the beat generation that wanted to see what people were doing and get out there and meet people and not be part of the 9-to-5. I feel like these movies are kind of like that too. And I appreciate that in the characters, but I guess I just wanted more as a, from the script maybe, or a plot point here and there. They're so kind of, and Down by Law has different, like they go in jail, then they come out of the jail and then they escape. Right, right. But it's just, I don't know. I guess I appreciate the nothingness, but I guess I just wanted something to happen, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, no, I'm that way a lot of times too. I have a big bias toward people talking versus something being pretty.
And yeah,
because I'm verbal or anal or something. I don't know.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. So let's get to a movie that I haven't seen that you've seen, and you wrote about it in the Journal Sentinel, Love Hurts. You seem like you really liked it.
Well, I haven't seen it.
They just
released the trailer today.
Oh, it's, what was I must have misread something then. I'm sorry.
Love Hurts is an action sort of comedy with Kehui Kwan, who won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once, but more importantly to most listeners will probably be that he was in both The Goonies and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom as a kid. He plays a real estate agent supposedly in a Milwaukee suburb who turns out has this secret life where he was working with and then against his kind of crime boss brother. And the trailer is pretty kind of all over the place. It's very action driven, very stunt driven. One of the producers is another Wisconsin, is an actual Wisconsin guy, David Leach, who grew up in Kohler, and he was this guy who designed a lot of the stunts for John Wick and a bunch of other movies from that period. And he's branched into directing since then. He directed The Fall Guy and that Hobbs and Shaw spinoff from Fast and Furious and Bullet Train, which was out last year, which was kind of over the top fun. And so who knows what it is. Ariana DeBose is in it as well. And Marshawn Lynch apparently taking a turn in acting.
When I thought you saw it, I was like, I can't wait to ask him about Marshawn Lynch, but I totally misread your intro there. But.
We posted the trailer online. I'm sure it's also in YouTube. There's a fight scene between Kehui Kwan and Marshawn Lynch where it's sort of like that scene with Bruce Lee boxing against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There's right. a physical mismatch at play there.
Kehui Kwan, so he's such an interesting guy. He had this acting career. He played Short Round. Yes. And some other stuff. And then he went and did stunts. And now has a second life as acting. Did I read that right?
Well, yeah. You know, he had trouble getting work. And he got it. I'm not sure about this. I'm pretty sure he did spend some time in Hong Kong and he's got back into stunt work. And he was doing stunt work. He did some of the stunts in the first X-Men movie, for example. And, he's done a couple other things, and he got cast in Everything Everywhere All at Once, and he had a great role in the Marvel series Loki. And, you know, one thing I think you get from him is just the level of humanity that he projects. You know, you see him in award shows, and he's like the nicest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
But some of that comes through in his performances, too. So it'll be interesting. They're making him a lead guy is, you know, it's a possible trend of sort of comic actors becoming action, you know, kick-ass action stars like Bob Odenkirk and
Nobody. Right. I want to like this movie so much. I'm excited to see it. It's a reunion for him with Sean Astin as well. I read in your right. column, and also right. it was this bugged me. It was filmed in Winnipeg. Like if right. we had the incentives right. here, that wouldn't happen. Like they could have shot it in Milwaukee, right?
Probably. I mean, there are a number of reasons why things get shot where they get shot. One of them is incentives. That's a big factor.
Yeah.
Another one is the. You know, when you make a movie in a place, people get experience. Then they have experienced people to draw on the next time. And the place like Atlanta has, you know, movie after movie after movie being made. Right. There's a whole infrastructure there now, and that's what happened in Chicago, and that's what happened in Pittsburgh and Toronto and places like that. It would be helpful to get stuff off there. There are a number of people making movies in Wisconsin now, and there's a company called Swift Productions with Ramon Sloan, I think, and they have made like 20. Feature films.
Oh, really?
And they're on Amazon, they're on Tubi and other services. And so people are getting the work done. It's just making that connection. And there are a lot of people who would like to be doing that. I think the incentives are a big part of it, would be helpful. But again, you know, it's like being in a band. People do this partly because they have to do it. So
right.
things That's get done. But anyway, I certainly think that incentives would be a way to get more people get the experience, and then those people would bring more people.
I think in regard to the incentives, like it's great that they pass it. And I probably sound like a broken record player. I may have even said this to you previously, but I think rather than just pass incentives, there has to be more consideration given to building an entire culture in Wisconsin. Yep. Now, it's got to start from the ground up, put more money to the arts for
kids.
They
haven't approved incentives yet here.
Right.
The last time they had incentives, they had none of that in the infrastructure at all. And then, in fact, when we wrote about it at the paper, we asked those questions about, are there going to be ways to get jobs in this? Because that's the value of it. And when they didn't put those in place, the first time they did the incentives, the movie Public Enemy sucked up 90% of the money.
Right.
And that was it. They weren't going to spend it here. I mean, they stayed here for a couple of days, but that was it. And so I think that's what this current proposal that's still in the legislature has in mind.
I'm talking about from very young in schools, even more mm-hmm. money towards that to build a culture. And so that people go, oh, Wisconsin, oh, they do movies there and it's a theater right. and all this kind of stuff. Otherwise you're just competing. And if you're not winning based on the incentives right. alone, I think you're dead sure. in the water, but that's interesting. Also you, Laurie Metcalf, how about that? Playing Ed Gein's mom. I read that last week and she is so great. I love Laurie Metcalf and everything.
At the treasure level, like Meryl Streep, I think she just rarely hits a sour note in whatever medium she's in. I will reserve all judgment on the Ed Gein series. We have had many fine, and I know you've had guests, so you have a guest and recurring guest on your show who's done Ed Gein stuff. There are many fine stories that have been told based on Ed Gein. We'll see if this is one of those.
I hope so. I can almost see her playing like that kind of half-cocked mom. she's just so great. I didn't love the Roseanne show, but I loved her in the right. Roseanne show. She just steals.
One of the best things on it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And great as Sheldon Cooper's mom, I'd like to point out.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And then we've got to do a break. We've got about a minute. So, and then we'll get into more stuff, but Lightning and Thunder, the Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson story. This movie just sounds like something I can't wait to see. Just because you have Neil Diamond's music as a soundtrack. I mean, you can't go wrong with this, right?
I would think so. I mean, Jackman is definitely a guy who'll go all out on a role like that. And we'll see if it happens. I mean, they're set to play it. That doesn't mean anything's going to happen. They have started production, so that's a good thing.
All right. When we come back, Chris Warren is my guest. He does great work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's their entertainment reporter, one of their entertainment reporters. I'm going to ask him about the Black and Blue Riot in Milwaukee, something I had never even heard about before I read this in his article yesterday. And then we'll talk some TV and movies. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She comes in colors. She combs her hair. She's like.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. On a Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, great to have you with me wherever you are joining me from, all over the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay with the lovable producer Conrad Riding Shotgun and one of our favorite guests on the stream right now, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking movies and TV. Chris, I love when I find out things I had no knowledge of or hadn't even heard of. And one of your articles recently covered just such an event, Black and Blue, the concert riot from October 9th, 1980. I assume that was some sort of anniversary piece you did. Tell us about that.
Well, Milwaukee has sort of a tradition of getting out of control in concerts. And on October 9th, 1980, the Black and Blue tour, which was a tour with Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult, came to the arena, which was at that time Milwaukee's big concert venue, the old now UW Milwaukee Panther Arena.
And is that the Mecca?
Yeah, that Mecca Arena. Okay. Yeah. But I think they just called it the arena then. And Blue Oyster Cult played. I'm sure they played all their, you know, they played Don't Fear the Reaper and whatever. Lots of cowbell. And then then there was a long delay, at least of the crowd's thinking, a long delay in the band coming out. It was like 55 minutes between sets. They had to put it new staging, all this stuff. Fans got a little out of control, and they continued to be rowdy when the band started playing, Black Sabbath started playing, and somebody threw a bottle at the guitarist, and they all just said, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore, and they left the stage, and then fans kind of erupted. A couple hundred people arrested, arena kind of marginally trashed, people, you know, pouring out into the streets, that kind of thing.
I'm always amazed, like, you have these pictures in the article you did of people being dragged by their hair by the police, and yeah, and they just look drunk, and they have those 70s clothes on, and it's so, I can't help but think, where is that guy right now? Whatever happened to these people?
That guy's a dad or a grandpa. Yeah. And, And I think it's in the story that the majority of the arrests were actually for underage drinking before the show even started.
What?
So it's not, you know, it's just kind of a, that was a weird time in music though. That was when MTV was starting, like the next year, I think, was when MTV came on. And I remember I started reviewing concerts the next year in Milwaukee. And,
oh, wow.
Because I'm an old person. And I remember going to just a god-awful Van Halen concert at the arena. And the band was so drunk, they actually fell down on stage. David Lee Roth fell down a couple of times. And but before the show started, the fans were cheering sound checks. Because wow. it was mostly synthesis, you know, it was, you know, MTV music was drowning out the old rock and roll stuff. And Milwaukee loves its guitars. So,
well, and disco that was on the heels probably of the death of disco or close to it, right?
Disco was still, disco was still a thing. There were a lot of big discos in Milwaukee in that time.
Victor's. Have you been to Victor's?
Yeah, that's still there. Yeah, it's still there.
Or as they used to call it, Victims. When I used to work the comedy cafe there, everyone, that was their place to go for a while. Yeah, was Victims. Yeah. That was fun.
It's an unusual place for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what you're watching. You're way ahead of me now. Let me just start with a show I kind of love. It's not necessarily gritty or whatever, but it's kind of a, it feels like it's between a network show and a streamer, but leans more towards streamer. The Lincoln Lawyer. Have you seen any of that series?
I've seen some of it.
Okay.
I've seen some of it. I like the guy a lot. I forget whose name escapes me.
Rufo. Manuel Garcia Rufo, I think. Yeah.
It's good. You know, it's the guy trying to make his way through the world, kind of a thing on his own, you know, grit and moxie or whatever 30s gangster words you want to use.
Right.
And, it's solid. Yeah, it's interesting that it's continuing on there because they've been pretty aggressive in getting rid of shows there. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I personally love shows where there's either a PI or a reporter or a cop sitting there late at night looking over evidence and gets a thought in the middle of the night while he's drinking a bourbon. You know, it has that kind of vibe. It's like Michael Connelly, just like Bosch. And I love that vibe to it. But you've seen a lot of stuff. Let's start with something we both saw, Maxine. What did you think of Maxine, the third installment?
Well, partly because we were going to talk about this. So I finally watched it. I am not a horror person. I'm not a modern horror person. I love the classic stuff. But I had heard such good things about X, the first movie in that trilogy that I watched. And that was a stunning movie. I didn't love it, but I admired it. It was really well done.
Same.
And took some amazing chords. I was not so thrilled with the movie Pearl, which is the prequel to X, but Maxine was great. It was about a porn star who wants to become a regular movie star, and meanwhile there's this Night Stalker killer going on and maybe some other mayhem going on, and Ty West, who made all three of these movies, does not skimp on the excess on any of these.
Right.
There's lots of sex, lots of violence, lots of gore, but there's a purpose to it, and an intent that is different than, you know, the run of the mill mayhem. So I was impressed by it. Again, not my cup of tea, but I was really impressed by it.
I totally agree with you. X was like, it was just a cool movie. I hadn't seen anything like it. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah,
and Maxine too. And then they bring the father back, the preacher father. That was a weird thing, but I enjoyed them both. I have not seen Pearl yet. Can you stick around for a few minutes, Chris?
Sure.
Okay, Chris is going to stick with us through Civic Media's award-winning news here, and we'll get more into. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. He's seen more than me. Penguin, we'll talk about next. That's a good show. That's a new show on Max. So it's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me a piece of my daddy never had.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting, our number two public cervix announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.